Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
But Tommy, let's settle for the details. Now, the Ghana Bar Association has been challenged to go to court on their stance on the suspension of the Chief Justice Getu Tokonu, reacting to the MPP's claims that there was a preconceived effort to remove the CJ. Political risk analyst Theo Champo noted on News Fale a while ago, the arguments put forward by both the party and the GBA in those requests are unfounded. We'll hear from him shortly, but first listen to the MP for Sekendi, Andrew Ejapa Mesa, on the matter.
I'm not so sure whether a prima facie case has been made out or a committee to be set up to go into the merits of the matter. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. And I believe that many people who have read have the same view. Okay. We in the MPP believe firmly that this is nothing but a concerted effort by the NDC government to further their objective of removing the Chief Justice and nothing more. And thankfully, the Ghana Bar Association, when they issued their statement, following the full publication of the document, I believe have come to that conclusion as well. Hence, the statement that they issued calling on the president to revoke the suspension. Okay, and I believe strongly that it's in order and the call is in the right direction.
You heard the former MP for Sekendi, Andrew Ejapa Mesa, there. Well, Theo Champon wants the party and the Ghana Bar Association to find the answers in court.
I am really honestly a bit saddened and a bit also worried that suddenly the GBA has found its voice and the things that they are saying, particularly in relation to this issue of the Chief Justice, doesn't really hold up, you know, to water. If you subject it to even the strictures of the law, as you know, others have argued. So I don't agree or support the so-called call for the revocation as they are saying. The president is following the process. Nothing so far indicates that anything untoward had been done. In any case, if the GBA thinks that what the president is doing is unconstitutional, why don't they go to court? They should challenge that so that, you know, the matter can be settled. But I think that if the issue even went there, they would struggle to prove, you know, the case.
Acting CEO of Gold Board, Sami Jenfi, also described the basis for which the MPP and GBA wants the Chief Justice reinstated as ridiculous.
The view expressed by the GBA is ridiculous, disgraceful, and illiterate. Mm. But Major Prime Minister sits here and say, what wrong has the Chief Justice done? The Chief Justice is not supposed to have done any wrong at this stage. Prima facie determination is not a determination of wrong, is it? You are a lawyer and you are speaking like this. What the president needs to determine is whether or not the Chief Justice has a case to answer, whether the petitions against her are not frivolous. And the Chief Justice herself has admitted to clear wrongdoing in her own responses, which the Chief Justice says that you remember the words she used, I opted to use my official travel privileges for a private travel. Mm. You go on a private vacation. A private vacation. Some say Ayanene was not aware of this. She would have petitioned for Getrito Kono's removal. Because when Loretta Lamte used state funds, 182,000 cedis on her private residence, you and your client, you got President Mahama to sack her. This woman carried state funds to sponsor her daughter and her husband on a private vacation and pay them per diem. You are sitting here saying, what wrong has she done? She has admitted.
You heard the acting CEO of Gold Board, Sami Jenfi. Let's move to other stories. And more staff of the National Service Authority who are implicated in the National Service ghost name scandal are to be interdicted. That's according to the acting director general of the NSA, Felix Jenfi. Government said earlier this year it had uncovered 81,000 suspected ghost names, prompting President Mahama to order a probe. In February, government explained there were 98,145 active service personnel, a stark contrast to the 180,080 names presented for allowance payments in the year 2024. While speaking to Kwaku Asante on Ghana Connect on Joy News, the acting director general explained internal controls had been tightened, with some officials also to be interdicted.
Today I'm waiting for a letter from the NIB. I was told I'll receive them today. I'm sure that by 4:35 I would have this letter and then serve interdiction letters to certain individuals. If the letter come before, even after 6 and I'm still here, I'll serve the interdiction letters today before I go home. That is something that everybody here knows now, that if you fall foul of the regulation, the procedures, the protocols, you'll be dealt with. I have not had to go to anybody and say that, oh, you got your work done or anything. But my very attitude towards these things has served notice to people that if you fall foul of some of the processes, you would have to give way for other people to work. And it's very important. Mm. Yeah.
So on this matter, the Attorney General, Dr. Dominic Ayeni, has revealed at a news conference that charges will be filed against persons implicated in the NSS ghost names scandal as soon as next week. And meanwhile, the Acting Director General of the NSA, Felix Jenfi, also revealed that the number of personnel had been significantly reduced with the ghost names cleared. So some education stories. And the Sector Minister, Haruna Idrisu, has tasked the newly inaugurated Ghana Education Service to ensure quality in the food served to students in the senior high schools. Haruna Idrisu said government had serious concerns about the quality of food and even revealed the president has sent him a picture of some of the poor quality meals served by some schools. Speaking at a brief event to inaugurate the GES Council, the minister insisted the new council ensures nutritious and quality meals in schools.
And let me caution, it's been brought to the attention of the president and brought to my attention that some of your headmasters in the NDC manifesto, we pledge that while our headmasters, business, and the institutions to do food supply, we are not satisfied with the quality of the food that is being supplied. And we are not satisfied even with the timely distribution of the food. I will not hesitate to reverse that policy decision, even though I manifest the pledge, in order to guarantee that the right quality and quantities of the food products are supplied. I expect that internal audits in the schools, together with national, will strengthen the policing of the food And once in a while, maybe Director General, you and Professor Avoke, you can even have an unannounced visit to the schools at the time that they are having their meals, in order that you can appreciate the quality of food that is being served. So a caution to our headmasters to improve the food that is being supplied is quality. In fact, maybe before we end, the president sent me a WhatsApp of some food that he was very, very unhappy with. I'll share it with you, Professor Avoke, in order to guide you.
Haruna Idrisu is the Minister for Education. Ghana is reeling from a terrific surge in cybercrime as a staggering wave of online blackmail and extortion scams sweeps across the nation, draining close to 500,000 Ghana cedis from unsuspecting victims in just 4 months. In response, the Cybersecurity Authority has issued a set of urgent recommendations, warning Ghanaians to avoid friend requests from strangers, never share intimate content online, and keep social media profiles tightly locked down. There's more in this report.
Safety.
A fresh public alert from the Cybersecurity Authority is raising red flags over a disturbing spike in digital extortion cases. While the number of reported incidents has seen only a slight increase, the financial damage has surged dramatically from just over 103,000 cedis between January and April last year to nearly 500,000 cedis in the same period this year. The authority says cyber criminals are becoming more daring and sophisticated as they are creating fake social media profiles using stolen photos of attractive individuals to lure unsuspecting victims into what appear to be romantic chats. According to the authority, in a statement issued on Friday, May 2, once they have earned the victim's trust, they convince them to share intimate videos or photos. These are then secretly recorded and used as tools of blackmail. Victims are then hit with terrifying ultimatums such as demand for money and often through mobile transfers, or watch your private contents go public. And even after payment, the threats don't stop, with some victims dragged deeper into emotional and financial despair.
Before we go, we ask you, how are you intending to thank your mother this Mother's Day? Well, your superstation Joy FM is helping you to say this in a way a queen deserves, and that will be on Saturday, the 10th of May, at the breathtaking Safari Valley Eco Resort. General Manager for Sales and Marketing here at the Multimedia Group Limited, Max Fuga, tells us about the giveaways, music, and unforgettable memories awaiting families who join to celebrate their mothers.
Thank you, Mom. Mom, I love you. Mom, you're there for me. Mom, you're my pillar. Mom, you're my hero. We have said all those things. But I believe that there can be other unique ways to celebrate our moms. This year, we want to give them the experience. So, a lot of activities will take place on that day. There will be a guided tour of all our patrons. During the tour, they get to see some of the animals that they've never seen. They've even taught us in books, but they've never had opportunity of seeing them, coming very close to them. There's also an opportunity for boat cruising, there'll be an opportunity for horse riding, and a lot of outdoor games. And we'll have the lunch. Beyond that, we're going to also provide live band. Get your mother to come and experience.
Now, tickets for the Joy FM's Safari Day Out with Mama are selling at 950 cedis for adults, 650 cedis for teenagers, and 450 cedis for children. You can make payments via Momo on 059-303-8842. Reference Mama. And the Momo name is Daniel Boyfew. There will be buses to convey those who may need a ride to the venue at no extra cost. You can also call to make inquiries at 030-221-6540 or come to the front desk of Joy FM to make those inquiries. And with that, we end the bulletin with me, Hannah Odam. You can find more stories on myjoyonline.com. SportsLink comes up next. Do enjoy.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help. You save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.